Exercises 12 through 14. My wife Joanne started our evening barn chores without us. As my son and I were finishing up the very last of the hay that day, Joanne came up by us. She asked me to come down in the barn because one of our bulls, Fireball, couldn't stand up. This greatly surprised me. Fireball was a young bull, full of energy. Normally, he could jump to his feet and run to the far end of the pasture at full speed. I knew if he wanted to, he could definitely outrun me. Now, here my wife was telling me Fireball wouldn't get up, which sounded totally unbelievable. We went in the barn, and I saw Fireball had his rear feet in the gutter. He tried to get up, but he just couldn't. I called up the veterinarian to get his professional advice. He told me exactly what I had thought. Fireball had a pinched nerve, so his rear legs wouldn't work right. The veterinarian said if I left him on the concrete floor, he would never get up again. If I got Fireball out on the soft grass, there would be a chance he might be able to get up in time, but no guarantee. So early the next morning, I hurried and made a sled and then carried it to the barn. We gently rolled and worked Fireball onto the sled. Then I started to pull it out of the barn and across the cemented barnyard out to the pasture. I got him out on some nice grass, and then we got him off the sled. We gave him hay and water to eat and drink, and kept praying for him. He kept trying to get up, but just couldn't do it. I knew as long as he kept trying, there was hope. That night came, and we were finishing up milking, and my son looked out in the pasture and said, "Fireball is gone." Sure enough, he was. Then we saw him way out in the pasture with the other cattle eating grass. He was walking real tenderly on his rear legs, but he was walking. This is a number of weeks later now, and I am happy to report that Fireball is 100% back to his old self. Now, once again, he can outrun me to the other end of the pasture.